The Week with Stee number 4. Why making mistakes will make you fluent. It's never as bad as you imagine. One of the biggest worries our students here at Britson have is of making simple or embarrassing mistakes when speaking in English, either in class or with native speakers as part of their job or a trip abroad. It's a perfectly rational worry to have, and one which is actually deeply entwined with human psychology. To us, showing vulnerability in our second language is therefore revealing a weakness to the other party, which gives them superiority over us, and we can't let that happen, right? Wrong, my friends. Despite this instinct being deeply embedded inside us and incredibly strong, there are times where we must overcome it. Speaking another language is one of them. After all, it's been a while since we were all living in caves trying to stop other tribes from nicking our hard-earned woolly mammoth meat. Throughout my experience as both a private English teacher and head of a language school, I have observed that the vast majority of students have a genuinely natural talent for the language. From a technical standpoint, structures and vocabulary are learned and applied with relative ease, and despite every single language learner on the planet having one or more areas of the language that they struggle a bit more in, most, with practice and education, just like with learning any new skill, can effectively communicate in English without many problems. So where's the issue? The answer is simple. Confidence. And yes, I know, it's a very cliche answer, and I'm sorry about that, but it's the truth. When we aren't 100% confident about something, we prefer to shut up and hide away instead of risking humiliation. It's only human nature. However, it is the only obstacle which stands in the way of many people achieving fluency in English. And what even is fluency anyway? It is literally defined as the ability to speak or write well in another language. I don't know about you, but I can't see any mention of speaking or writing perfectly. Just well. Not so hard, right? So let's find the solution. In order to become truly fluent in English and gain the necessary confidence to speak to others, you need to force yourself outside your comfort zone. When you inevitably make those mistakes you were dreading so much before, and you see that you have come out the other side still alive and without a scratch, you will see the fear just wash away and a whole other world of English blossom right before your eyes. It's what I like to call the explosion. One minute you're shy and avoiding speaking, the next minute, boom! You've just discovered that confidence and ability that has existed inside of you for all this time, and nothing will stand in your way anymore. I can speak from experience about this because although I was born and raised in England with Portuguese as my second language, I spent so many years without speaking it that I basically completely lost it all. It's true what they say, to maintain your skills in any language, you must practice and engage with it constantly. It ain't like riding a bike. When I moved to Brazil full-time in 2013, I had to relearn it all from scratch, and what a journey that was. Let's just say I've lost count of how many times I've been misunderstood at restaurants and shops, given people the wrong directions to a place by accident, and confused the masculine and feminine word forms. Some of these mistakes I still make to this day, but am I fluent in Portuguese? Of course I am, and I don't let anyone tell me otherwise. The important thing is to keep learning, laughing, and trying our best to improve, and in time, the results will come. That's my guarantee to you. Now let's get out there, take a big bite of courage, and make some funny mistakes. Have an awesome week. Stephen.